Good morning. The watchword for today comes from Psalm 66, verses 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Give to God glorious praise. Friends, let us reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prelude. Friends, if you're able, I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Bless the Lord, O people, sing aloud.
Let the sound of praise.
Come and hear what the Lord has done. Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds this day. That we may share it with all who would see and listen. And let us remain standing for the opening hymn this morning, number 662 in your hymnal, Jesus Makes My Heart Rejoice. Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, welcome to worship at Christ Moravian Church on this special day, and happy Mother's Day to all who are celebrating. We gather together today in recognition of Mother's Day, and also in recognition of another Sunday in the season of Easter, where we continue to proclaim our Lord's resurrection to all who can witness. Friends, before we continue with the service, I have some announcements to share with you. This year's Mother's Day honorarium will again go to the Holly House, which is a local ministry that cares for women that struggle with addiction and other mental illnesses. There will be no handbell practice today after worship. Practice will resume next Sunday. On Tuesday, the Marvelous Moravians will have a lunch outing to Mr. Barbecue. We will meet at Mr. Barbecue at 11:30. If you're willing and able to join us, all are invited for lunch at Mr. Barbecue on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Mission and Outreach Committee will meet in the office building at 5:30 p.m. Next Sunday, a week from today, the Leadership Board will meet after worship in the office building. Then the following day, Monday, May 18th, the Women's Fellowship will have a circle meeting in the Fellowship Building at 11:30. Friends, our next batch of chicken pies will be made on May 20th and May 27th. Thank you to everyone who has submitted your chicken pie order to the Women's Fellowship. If you haven't yet put in your order and would like to, the deadline is today. Please either sign up on the bulletin board in the church hallway or let Carol Johnson know your order. And friends, I have some provincial news to share this morning, and it's very hot off the presses, found out on Facebook yesterday. We celebrate together with Brother David Jackson, who has graduated from Moravian Theological Seminary with a master's degree in divinity. If you don't know Brother David, he's a candidate for ministry in the Southern Province. He's currently the student pastor at Macedonia Moravian Church. So we join together in celebrating this incredible accomplishment with David and his loved ones. I also invite you to be in prayer for him and his loved ones as his journey in ministry continues. Friends, let us now go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. And God, we join together in celebrating that your beloved child, Brother David Jackson, who you have created and formed and called a ministry, has now accomplished a very important step on that journey, a step that required a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of support. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gifts that you gave to Brother David. We pray that you continue to be with him, walk with him, guide him as he continues his ministry journey. And gracious God, we also celebrate the loved ones of David, those who have been like mothers to him and helped form him, those that he is helping raise children and guiding them down the path that Jesus has set for them. Gracious God, our celebrations today intertwine. We celebrate Mother's Day, we celebrate Brother David Jackson, and all those who are celebrating with them and the amazing accomplishments that they have achieved. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, friends, today's responsive reading will help us continue to celebrate Mother's Day. It can be found as an insert in your bulletin. You may remain seated as we pray this liturgy to the Lord together. Lord, on this day set aside to honor and remember mothers, we give you thanks for our mothers. We are grateful that you chose to give us life through them and that they received the gift of life from your hands and gave it to us. Thank you for the sacrifices they made in carrying us and giving us birth. We thank you for the women who raised us, who were our mothers in childhood, whether birth mom, adopted mom, older sister, aunt, grandmother, stepmother, or someone else. We thank you for those women who held us and fed us, who cared for us and kissed away our pain. We pray that our lives may reflect the love they showed us and that they would be pleased to be called our moms. We pray for older moms whose children are grown. We pray for new moms experiencing changes they could not predict. We pray for pregnant women who will soon be moms. We pray for moms who face the demands of single parenthood. We pray for moms who enjoy financial abundance. We pray for moms who are raising their children in poverty. We pray for mothers who try to balance vocation and family. We pray for stepmoms. We pray for moms who are separated from their children. We pray for moms in marriages that are in crisis. We pray for moms who have lost children. We pray for mothers who have experienced abortion. We pray for moms who gave up their children for adoption. We pray for adoptive mothers. We pray for girls and women who think about being moms. We pray for women who desperately want or wanted to be moms. We pray for all women who have assumed the mother's role in a child's life. We pray for moms who show us the way of faith. We pray for people present who are grieving the loss of their mother in the past year. Lord, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the many examples of faithful mothers in Scripture, like Sarah, Hannah, Elizabeth, and Lois. We're mindful this day of all these women, and especially Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had the courage and faith to say yes to your calling. May these women gathered here today emulate these examples of faith, and may they model for all the rest of us what it means to be your disciple. Bless them on this special day in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, friends, our first scripture lesson today will be Psalm 66. We'll be reading together verses 1 through 5 and then jumping down to verses 16 through 20. If you'd like to read along, the words can be found printed in your bulletin. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Give to God glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. God is awesome in God's deeds among mortals. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what God has done for me. I cried aloud to God, and God was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. God has heard the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer or removed God's steadfast love from me. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Friends, let us go to God again in prayer. Gracious God, today we offer thanks for the gift of prayer, for being able to lift up things to you. Things laid on our hearts, things that we feel as a community, things that we struggle with and suffer with and mourn with and grieve with, and things that we also celebrate. So today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we give you thanks for prayer in the form of liturgy, the Mother's Day liturgy that we just pray together, that gives so many examples of moms and people who are like moms and their experiences and everything that they hope and desire and do and work hard for in order to be our moms. Gracious God, in addition to all those things, we lift up those who have to be moms when moms have other things to do. Those in the childcare system, those in schools, those who are nannies, those who are caretakers, those that have to step in and do the job of mom even though they are not mom. We give you thanks for their gifts and their calling, and we pray that your grace and peace be with them through their hard work. And gracious God, we also consider those today who are missing their moms, not just in the past year, but in general, overall, for whatever reason. For we lift up those for who today may not be as joyous and celebratory as it is for others. Grant unto them your comfort and your peace. We lift these folks up in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
Friends, our second scripture lesson for today will be in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Together we hear the words of our Lord and Savior. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and the Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees the Spirit nor knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Now, friends, let us continue to celebrate and recognize Mother's Day with our next hymn, number 659. You may remain seated as we sing As a Mother Holds Her Baby.
Thank you.
Sermon lesson for today, friends, will come from 1 Peter chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 13 through 22. Now, who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Maintain a good conscience, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight lives were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. May God bless the reading and hearing God's holy word this day. Now, friends, on days like today, where many of us are celebrating and recognizing our loved ones, we often focus on the happy things, right? We talk about love, we talk about respect, we talk about appreciation, and for good reason. It's a holiday. It's Mother's Day. We can celebrate our mothers any and every day of the week, and probably should as much as we can, but this is a day set aside especially for us to celebrate our moms or those who have been like our moms, right? It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to show gratitude. But as we mentioned earlier, not everyone may be having a happy time today, and so we also need to consider those folks this day. And in addition, friends, even though today we may be having a happy time celebrating our moms, and our moms may be having a happy time being celebrated, it wasn't always that way. Through the journey of motherhood, our mothers didn't always have a happy time. Parenting in general wasn't and isn't always a happy time. It's more complicated than that. There's more to it than that, right? There's more to parenting and the journey of raising children than happiness and joy and benchmarks to celebrate. A lot of the time, friends, I think parenting is suffering. Parenting is suffering. Now, that may seem like a bit of a harsh way to describe it, but think about the hymn we just sang together, As a Mother Holds Her Baby. That hymn lifted up some joyous moments for a new mom holding her baby, feeding her baby, caring for her baby. But everyone in this room who has had to hold their new baby, care for their new baby, or maybe someone else's baby, it's not always a happy or easy time, is it? It's hard. Babies are not very cooperative. Babies are very demanding. They need what they need when they need it. They want what they want when they want it, and there's no choice but to provide it, no matter how tired you are or how in pain you are, or what else is going on. Taking care of a baby sometimes is like suffering. And that's true no matter how old the child is, I think. Sometimes parenting is suffering. Now, does that mean there's not good times in parenting? No, of course not. Does that mean parenting isn't rewarding sometimes or full of those incredible, happy, proud moments? No, of course parenting can be rewarding. Does that mean that parenting is something not worth doing if you're thinking about becoming a parent? Absolutely not. It just means that parenting is hard. Parenting takes a toll on those who parent. Caring for and raising children is a singularly difficult task, full of so many smaller, difficult tasks. And it never stops, it never gets easier. Regardless of how many children are in the home, how many adults there are to care for them, what the family circumstances are, no matter how many routines or rhythms you may set and get used to, it's hard to parent children. It's physically exhausting, it's stressful, it burns out your emotions, it tests every part of your maturity and the lessons that you've learned in life and are still learning in life. Parenting can be joyous, parenting can be so many other things, but parenting can also be suffering. Now I understand if there's a bit of a raised eyebrow at me talking about parenting being suffering on Mother's Day. I can assure you, I had a good time celebrating with my mom yesterday. We did not suffer together. I took her out to lunch. I helped her with some chores at her house. My kids helped give her her Mother's Day gift, and we had a good time together. But I can't be around my mom without thinking about parenting being suffering at the same time, because from the age of 5, she raised me by herself. It was just the two of us. And it was not easy. And there was a lot at times of suffering. And I think even on happy and joyous days like today, it's important for us to keep our suffering on the back burner a little bit for a couple reasons. One, I think if we don't regularly acknowledge our suffering and the suffering of the world, then we start to lose sight of how best we can care for it and care for ourselves. And two, today's scripture, the community that's receiving this letter, this epistle that we call 1 Peter, they understood a little something about suffering. And so in order to put ourselves in their shoes and begin to apply the lessons in today's scripture to our own situations, I think we have to consider their suffering too. And friends, the community in today's scripture, they were not having an easy time of it. They were stressed. They were afraid. They were worried. They were the talk of the town, but not in a good way. Their neighbors, their peers, people in their social circles were not treating them kindly because of the way they lived, because they did things differently. They were the subject of the hot gossip in their area. They were being bullied and harassed. They were being verbally abused because of the things they said and did to follow the way of Jesus. Because the way of Jesus was so strange and alien to the status quo of that time. Like, that's kind of strange for us to think about in this day and age, growing up in the United States, growing up with Christian homes and Christian parents. It's strange to think that loving Jesus and following Jesus would be treated so oddly. And sure, in this day and age, there are people that may still snicker at people who follow Jesus or may, you know, not have nice things to say about it, but this community was on a whole nother level. This was the early church. It wasn't as commonplace to follow Jesus in that time. And friends, let's try and put ourselves in their shoes. Let's try and think about how alone and how anxious they feel. Because even though our experiences may be different, we are a community of faith too. And in this season of Easter, we've talked a lot about community, about how when we follow Jesus, it's not just done person by person individually, it's done as a community. About how growing and maturing in faith is not just done individually, but as a community. About how doing the gospel work of Christ to care and to have compassion for others is done as a community. We've read in Scripture these past weeks about how Jesus' disciples recognized his resurrected body together as a community, also a time of great anxiety and fear. We read about how the early church shared their food and wealth and possessions and took care of each other as a community. We've learned about how communities of faith are called to be set apart as servants of Jesus in a world that often doesn't value the gospel. And so this particular community in 1 Peter is following that calling and is being noticed and mistreated for it. Now, this isn't on the level of government persecution and abuse, right? This is a different situation than the disciples who saw the resurrected Jesus that we read about some weeks ago, who were afraid that the authorities were going to come get them like they did Jesus. This situation is social. This situation is gossip and idle chatter and whispering behind other people's backs and saying things that are hurtful. It's not on the level of that wide government abuse, but that doesn't make it any less serious or easy to deal with, right? Words can be hurtful. And in this situation, relationships are being tested. Day-to-day routines may be changing. People may be having a harder time overall and suffering because of all the talk. And so, friends, how does today's passage begin to help address all of this anxiety and suffering? From verse 13, we read, "Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good?" Who will harm you if you're eager to do what is good? Friends, I have to be honest. My first thought at seeing that verse was, do what now? No harm will come to you if you're trying to do good. Nothing bad will happen as long as you have good intentions. Since when has that ever been true for us and in the world? Good people that do good work get hurt all the time, right? In this world, bad things happen to good people, sometimes even for no reason at all. As parents, moms, we have to live with the fear that something will happen to our children, that even if we make every right decision, they'll still get hurt or worse. Sometimes things are out of our control. So why would today's scripture open in this way and say how it's supposed to help this community and others that are going through hard times by saying, as long as you have good intentions, it's okay. Nothing bad will happen. So thinking about this more, I think the best way I understand this particular scripture is that it's less a declaration that nothing bad will happen and more a reminder to keep actively doing the work to follow Jesus. Even though you're suffering, keep doing what you're doing. Even though you have anxiety, you're still on the right track. Even though you're afraid, you're still setting a good example. Now, that's still not an easy thing to hear, of course. That falls in the category of easy things to say and hear, but not easy things to do. But I still think that's much more authentic and affirming than saying, don't worry, nothing's going to hurt you as long as you have good intentions and are trying to do the right thing. Because words can be hurtful. This community is experiencing that. Being treated differently from others can be hurtful. Suffering for doing the right thing can be hurtful. The community in today's scripture was feeling that hurt, and they needed some encouragement that they were on the right track. And that's what I think that particular verse is trying to do. And friends, that encouragement continues in verse 14. But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you're blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be intimidated. Just because you're suffering doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Does it mean your parents or ancestors did something wrong? Does it mean there's anything wrong with you or them? Suffering is not a reflection of character. Many times, suffering can be out of our control, but our character is always in our control. We may not be responsible for our suffering, but we are accountable for our actions. In verse 16, that thought continues. There's an instruction to maintain a good conscience. Try to do the right thing as best you can. Maintain your good character. Let your behavior reflect that of Jesus in spite of the suffering and hard times you're going through, for your own sake and for the sake of those who are hurting you. Now again, like before, that one can be filed under the things that are easy to say and hard to do, right? Because I say and do unchristlike things every day in spite of the difficulties of life. We all do. But as we've talked about in recent weeks, following Christ isn't a one-time decision, but it's a lifelong journey. It's a process. It's not that we've taken a step back on the journey or that we have to start all the way over at the beginning for one mistake. It's all a part of the process. In verse 15 in today's scripture, the community is instructed to, in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Make Christ and his gospel the most important thing. Continue the process of following in his footsteps and doing his work, knowing that it will be a hard journey with much suffering, but also that you won't be alone, for Christ, your loved ones, and your fellow believers will be with you. So, friends, ultimately, I wish we lived in a world with less suffering. I wish that I didn't have to talk about suffering in messages like this. I wished we lived in a world where we inflicted less suffering on each other, less violence, less abuse, less greed, less hatred. I wish we lived in a world where otherwise good things didn't come with the strings of suffering attached, where parenting and caring for others didn't involve as much suffering, where our bodies were tougher and healthier, where sweet experiences that we have in life didn't have to also be tinged with the bitter. But friends, the world we live in is the only one we have. And so today we can carry two big reminders with us as we go back out into that world to continue caring for others as Christ has called us. One, we're called by Christ to reduce the amount of suffering in the world as much as it is in our power to do so. Give freely, provide care, do justice, treat with loving kindness, practice accountability, and repent when we falter. And two, we're never alone in our suffering. For Christ, our loved ones, and our fellow believers are present with us to support us. So friends, today on this Mother's Day, in spite of our own suffering and the suffering of the world, we give God thanks for the gift of community, for the gift of moms, the gift of nurture and growth. We pray God's grace and peace for all those who in turn are raising and nurturing others. Amen. Our closing hymn today will be number 733, Be with me, Lord, where'er I go. If you're able, I invite you to stand.
Thank you.
Friends, I'm so glad to see all of you here today. Many of you with your moms, many of you are moms with your kids. I hope you treasure those relationships. I hope you have a good rest of your day, whether you've had your Mother's Day plans already or whether you're having them soon. May they be filled with peace and joy and the comfort of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you. May God make God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up God's countenance among you and bring you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace today.